So, if you think about all the TV shows and the movies and all the stuff that you saw, the sitcoms that were in regards to witches, like Bewitched and the movies, Doctor Strange and all that, think about one of the core tenets of their thing. They always have to create a fake reality bubble. Fake reality bubbles. Think about the people in your life who tried to put you in fear and worry and doubt, and the in-laws, the mother-in-law, that had the queen bee mother-in-law. They had their own little agenda that they were playing behind the scenes. I mean, really, it is so obvious, it's not even funny. So these false realities, these fake realities, these false doctrines, saw witchcraft, like the Pentecostal church telling you that you can lose your salvation. That is witchcraft. Putting you in fear of losing your salvation. The legalist, you got to keep some kind of rule-based system. That's witchcraft. It's a lie. It's a false paradigm. It's a fake reality. This is why when you rightly divide the word of truth, the Bible, you escape the witchcraft of the system. The whole system's witchcraft. The fake money, the digital money, it's all witchcraft. They left the gold standard and went into fake debt, the debt money system. And they want 2 or 3% inflation, so you pay off their debt, you know. The news is sorcery and witchcraft. The media. They want to bombard you with something that's not even real. The fear darts. You get bombarded by your email and your whatever you tie into. You get bombarded with ads to make you think you need something you don't need, or fear something that's not even something you need to worry about. It's pretty much sick. The fake friends, the fake family, the fake everything, the catfish, it's all fake. And they want you to believe the lie. One way you catch them is it's confusion in every evil work. That which is from above is first peaceable, easily entreatable, without hypocrisy. That which is from below is confusion and every evil work. They want to vampire off of your ability to think straight. They can't think right. One thing I noticed, they always play in multiple characters. They're always putting on different characters to different people. Now, imagine how much that's going to turn them into a basket case, Alzheimer's, because they're playing different characters with different people. They're different. No matter where they go, they have to, and they got to put on that face, and they forget what face they're playing. Seriously. I went to the courthouse, going through a divorce. An ex-wife, after court, it's like she was a different person. She was a different person. I want to tell you that. It was a different person there. These people play characters. They change their personality depending on who they're with. They change roles in the scroll, characters, they're just playing a role. It's not even real. The whole time you were with them, they were just fake. They don't even know who they are. They don't even know who they are. So you got the Bible, which is the truth, and you got all these other books and all these other teachings and all these gaslit fake realities. If you can't see it, let me try to explain it this way. So you got the Pharaoh. You had Moses saying, "Let my people go," right? And he took his stick and he threw it down, it became a snake. And the Pharaoh and the magician class threw their sticks down and it became a snake. Became a snake. Three snakes, and Moses' snake ate those. It was, see how it was fake reality? The fake reality always gets eaten up. And notice, all the people that have a stick. The judge has a stick. The magicians have a stick. The teachers have a stick. A lot of the sports have a stick. The magician priest class. What did that pole that Moses was walking around with? It's a staff, a bent staff, right? It's called a staff, I think. A bent staff goes back to humility, humbleness before God. The magician priest class are not humble. They're prideful. The say person has been humbled by God. Humility. One way to catch them is the humility versus the pride. They always end up thinking they are a god or a goddess or a queen bee, or it's obvious. It is obvious. And how can they manipulate people? They shapeshift. They become what that person wants, they become. Let's say there's a witch out there and she sees some lady who needs a friend. So she becomes a mirror image of that lady as a friend. Let's say there's some guy out there looking for a girlfriend. She'll become a mirror image with that. This is narcissism to the hill. They play the role that they know you want to get their foot in and then cause confusion and every evil work. To flip everything upside down. So what does that mean? They have no truth, or they have actually seen the truth and rejected it, one of the two. And so if they reject the truth, they're pretty much rejecting God's authority, so they have to vampire off of you to get you to take care of them or to support them or to build up their image in front of people or their character. They got to get you as a flying monkey to build up their image in front of people. And a lot of times, they're playing people against each other to put people in fear, you know. They need your power because they don't have the power. They need you, but they don't want you to know that they need you. They want you to think that you need them. it's really sick. And they've done, you know, well, how do they do it? They've been doing it their whole life. And they're psychopaths. Think about it. They're predators. That's how they live. They're predators. They've deceived you. When you start waking up, you start forcing the conversation. See, they don't want to have a real conversation. When you start forcing the conversation, they run and hide because they know you're going to, you didn't. The fact that you're asking for a conversation, they already know that you know. Think about a witch that wants to marry, a young witch that wants to get married real fast, to get pregnant, to lock you in. They want to lock you in legally. Think about the word legalism, legally. This is what I'm saying. When you tie into anything down here legally, you become a slave. Legalism is back under law. We're under grace. You're free, free as a bird. They're not free, so they want to vampire off your freedom and pretend to get into your house, network, whatever, and pretend like they're free, but they're just vampiring off your freedom and your hard work and your discipline. Disciple of Christ is what? Discipline, right? They don't want to be a disciple. They just want to be wild brute beast. When you break the spell of this 3D reality in this society, or any society, any cube society, when you start to break the spell of people around you putting on a putting you in a fake reality, they have to isolate you, right? Because they don't want you saying nothing. They have to isolate your kid. So I was watching somebody on a channel yesterday. She was showing how one of the politicians says the First Amendment needs to be changed because people are not listening to our news, our agenda. They're listening to other people's agenda. That's why they want to get rid of, I've never even downloaded TikTok, but that's evidently why they want to get rid of TikTok, because there's too much freedom of speech, you know. They want to spin a new reality. They're just liars. They just lie. If they can get you to believe a lie, that's witchcraft. If they can get you to doubt, that's witchcraft. Genesis 3. Hath God said? Totally just fake reality. What is witchcraft? Weaving a web, a trap, based on lies, a fake reality. The Wanda series, she created a bubble reality. And anybody who saw through her lies, she kicked them out. Anybody who was awake, she kicked them out of her fake reality. What was the root of her problem? She wanted a reality that God didn't give her. She wanted what other people had. She wanted to be her own goddess. And nobody could wake her up. Everybody could see it, but she couldn't see it. Everybody could see her bitterness and her, I guess she lost her kids or something. And so she was trying to create a fake husband, fake kids, everything. She was just trying to create a fake reality. Fake family, fake everything. So that's what everybody's around you is trying to do, create fake realities. Outside of God's plan for them, they want to have their own plan. It's happening now, just like it was in Genesis 3. The USA is a fake reality based on a bubble that's so big it's going to burst. Like debt is a fake reality. The debt money system. Credit cards, fake reality. It's all fake.